Plenty of people were talking about the 91st Academy Awards before the show went live last night in Hollywood. In the end, the Best Picture winner was one that came into this ceremony as a slight underdog.
And the Oscar goes to Green Book.
Well, joining us now to talk about it all, WTOP Entertainment editor Jason Fraley, who stayed up a long time to not only watch the Oscars, but report on the Oscars. And so here we go. Green Book, you thought it had a pretty good shot at winning. Not everybody felt the same way. So, your thoughts on that?
Well, I just remember seeing it. I saw it at closing night of the Middleburg Film Festival, the one they have out in Middleburg. Mm-hmm. And I just remember seeing an audience, you know, diverse of all races and critics and moviegoers, highbrow, lowbrow, everyone gave it, you know, stood up and gave it a standing ovation. So I remember posting a review right then saying, this is going to win Best Picture. And then we saw over the next ensuing months, lots of off-screen controversies about, you know, whether how authentic it was or whether it was, you know, regressive like A Driving Miss Daisy or forward-looking, you know, that whole debate. But along the way, you saw indicators that it still had a chance to win. It still won at the Globes. It still won at the Producers Guild. And so even though the Vegas odds were all favoring Roma, you know, that was the safe odds bet going in. If you looked at those indicators, you saw that, you know, I still thought that it was always that little engine that could, you know. So on Roma's side, I think ultimately that would have been the major artistic pick. But I think there was enough members in the Academy, maybe the older guards, the Spielbergs of the world that don't think streaming things should be counted for this. I think there was enough that didn't want to go that way on that extreme, on the art extreme. And then on the populist extreme, a lot of people were rooting for Black Panther. I actually would have been fine with that because I think 50 years from now, that'll be the cultural moment we're talking about. But I think there was enough people that maybe are scared that the franchise tentpole superhero model is endangering the industry. So I think with those extremes, I think Green Book was just sort of that one that just drove down that center lane and, you know, sort of the feel-good pick that maybe a lot of second and third place votes kind of a thing.
When it comes to surprise winners and snubs, Glenn Close definitely comes in on the snub sign, Jason.
I was shocked. I remember like dropping my phone while tweeting.
Wow.
Olivia Colman, I guess she had won Best Actress Comedy at the Globes, but everyone was picking Glenn Close. And I was, Olivia Colman's a great actress, but I felt really bad for Glenn Close. I mean, she's Meryl Streep's peer, right? But Meryl Streep has 3 Oscars and Close is always close, but no cigar. I really was hoping she'd get it. But on the positive side, it was so great seeing Spike Lee finally win. I mean, he's long overdue for Do the Right Thing. He won Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman, and it was so great watching him jump in the arms of his old friend, Samuel L. Jackson, announcing it. And he referenced Do the Right Thing. He had the Love and Hate brass knuckles on throughout the whole night. So that was really great to see. Rami Malek was more expected for Bo Rap, but, you know, that's a cool. Regina King finally got one. Mahershala got his second one. He's joins Denzel as the, you know, African-American with 2 Oscars now. And then it was nice to see Black Panther pick up 3, including historic wins for costume design and production design for the building of Wakanda.
Final 20 seconds or so, okay. All the hype about the no-host broadcast, what'd you think?
I will join the chorus of people saying that I thought it went more smoothly without a host. I think it really, I think the host stuff is, especially the opening monologue, but then as it goes on, I think that's where you get into all those fluffy sketches that I think really drag it and bloat it a little bit. I thought it worked really well to just, you know, go from some live music performances like the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, I thought was the highlight of the night from A Star Is Born. But then have individual presenters just come out before, as they're announcing the awards and do a little sketch, you know? I thought that worked well. I thought the Gaga thing was great, and my favorite speech line of the night was Alfonso Cuarón when he won. He was either director or foreign language, but he says, I grew up in Mexico watching foreign films like Citizen Kane, Jaws, and The Godfather.
I thought
your water coolers, there's a lot of divisiveness today, polarized on over Green Book beating, you know, your Black Panthers of the day. But in terms of all the other categories, I thought it was really diverse, spread out. They spread the love a lot. So I think there's a little bit for everybody last night.
All righty. Thank you, Jason. That's WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.